Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you, to continue to be with you. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead and with our good friend Jack Uldrich. Jack, I first introduced you to Jack back, I'm trying to remember, I think we talked about nanotechnology first. I can't remember for sure because that's the next big thing is one of his books, and I should say is the next big thing is really small is the title of that book, and he's also written a number of books, including a leadership book on George C. Marshall, General Marshall, and also the Lewis and Clark folks, those two guys. He's written a leadership book on that, and his new book is called Jump the Curve, 50 Essential Strategies to Help Your Company Stay Ahead of Emerging Technologies. He's also president of Nano Veritas Group, and he's our good friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. I was talking to the audience before you got here, Jack, kind of getting them all whipped up, you know, for you to be here, kind of being your opening act a little bit there, Jack. And what I said was that too many of us small business owners are behind the curve on technology. I heard a statistic this week that I swear I still have a hard time believing. And I heard somebody say that 49%, this is somebody who's supposed to know, they're in the industry, they measure these things, that 49% of small business owners still don't have a website. Jack, I can't even comprehend that kind of a situation. But so those 49% are clearly behind the curve. Mm-hmm. And but what I was telling them is the key for small business owners to me, with all the great technology that we have at our fingertips, that levels the playing field. Our key, our challenge is to make sure that we're not behind the curve, and that we're also not on the bleeding edge, but that we're on the leading edge. We're right in the crest of the leading edge, so that we don't get out on the bleeding edge too much. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right. And the first strategy in my book is actually what I call walking the escalator. And here's where I take the analogy: when the escalator was first invented, it was never envisioned by its inventor to just sort of carry people from one floor to the next. They envisioned that people would still keep walking, and it would just facilitate them mm-hmm. getting to their destination. And it's a wonderful metaphor for technology today. There are a lot of existing technologies today that can help you sort of move faster. And your earlier example of the website and the Internet is a perfect example. I mean, for 49% of small business owners, not to have what I consider a basic tool to be able to reach out to a lot of your customers in a way that they're already communicating, as well as sort of reach out to a larger audience, is really, you know, dangerously behind the curve. So the first step is just find out what is out there today and start taking small incremental steps to improve your business.
I think that's one of the things that some small business owners who have found themselves behind the curve, I think that's one of the reasons why they may get further behind the curve, is they see that there's so much stuff that they've missed that they didn't acquire one little step at a time. You know, you and I look back on the technology that we use, and I wouldn't want to get a shotgun blast of that all in about a week or two or a month or two period of time, or even a year's period of time. You know, the technology I've accumulated over 35 years.
And well, that's right. You know, the second strategy in my book is what I call the power of play. And what I mean by that is to just start experimenting with a lot of these things. You don't have to make a lot of these big changes immediately, or you don't have to do everything at once. But what you do have to do is start taking a couple of small steps. But I also wanted to say this notion of power of play and sort of getting in touch with your younger self is the idea of really just taking some time to keep an open mind. Remember when you were a child and that you were willing to explore and experiment and keep an open mind. And I think today so many of us adults have sort of lost that. But the world is now moving so fast that we've got to take the opportunity to do this. And let me just give you a concrete example. 3M and Google, you know what they do? They allow their employees 15% of their working week is just dedicated to exploring and trying new things. Now, I don't expect every small business to be able to dedicate that much time, but can you give some of your employees and yourself a little permission to try new things? I think it's absolutely essential because, as you said earlier, there's so much coming at us, but we first have to sort of play with it and just get used to it.
Well, one of the things that I've talked about for a long time, Jack, along these lines, and I wrote about it in my first book, is the importance of don't change things, because most people don't like change. They resist change, and we're not always that good at change. But instead of changing, instead of announcing a change, announce an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about that in my first book. Announce, tell, you know, don't change things. Experiment, because you know what happens, Jack, is if you announce a change and it fails, well, you failed. If you announce an experiment and it doesn't work out like you thought it would, well, you've learned what doesn't work, as Thomas Edison said.
Yep. That's right. I think he said that. You know, I haven't found 10,000 things that failed. I've just, you know, learn 10,000 things that don't work, and there's a big difference between, you know, this idea of failure and trying new things. But I couldn't agree more with that. And I think a classic example that some of your business owners might be able to relate to is what Nintendo has recently done. They sort of looked at the video game industry, and you know what they said? They said, you know, most people think that it's just young teenager males who are playing these games. Mm-hmm. Well, what we want to do is we want to start broadening out our market. And now, as a result of their new Wii console, you know what the fastest-growing segment is?
Mm-hmm.
It's the elderly market. People in nursing homes and physical therapists are now saying, this is a wonderful tool because it's not just requiring people to use their thumbs and sit in front of a monitor. They can actually, you know, bowl with these devices. They can play
tennis.
Yeah.
I've got an 8-year-old grandson that uses his, and I think it may be the most exercise he gets all week.
Yeah, but have you started playing with him, Jim?
I've played with him. Yeah, it's interesting. Hold on to that thought, Jack. Jack Oldrich,
sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. The new book is called Jump the Curve, 50 Essential Strategies to Help Your Company Stay Ahead of Emerging Technologies. You got to get with it, small business owners. It's the 21st century. You're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. 20 after. Stay with us.
Only another mile.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. Check them out. Hope you'll go there and wear them out using our websites. All the different things you can do there. Just if you can get there, we'll let you come in and use our stuff. Hang out with us. No charge. Jack Oldrich is our guest. He's with us today and on our websites. He has deposited a body of work with us over the years that we appreciate very much. So if you find his name in the Brain Trust or on the schedule this week, you can go back and go through all the things he's done with us over the years. And many of the things that he said to us in the past are still worth listening to. So I encourage you to go back and check those out. Jack is the author of the new book, Jump the Curve. Jack, tell us where the book's available and give us your website too, please.
The website is jumpthecurve.net, and then the book is available in all major bookstores, and then, of course, Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com and other leading Internet providers.
So check that out, and Jump the Curve, 50 Essential Strategies to Help Your Company Stay Ahead of Emerging Technologies. You know, Jack, again, staying ahead of emerging technologies, that actually almost sounds like the definition of the bleeding edge a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and here's why.
And we don't want to. And we don't want to be there.
We don't want to be there, but I want to make a point to your listeners that the curve is moving up really fast. And so what seems bleeding edge today, in a much shorter period of time, is going to be on the cutting edge and then even behind. And here's how I try to explain it to Jim, to you, or to people. You said earlier that you have an 8-year-old grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 7-year-old son. And so I thought, well, I'm going to try and explain what I mean by jump the curve to him. And he's 7 years old, and he hasn't lost any of his teeth yet. And I thought, oh, here's the perfect opportunity to explain what I mean by jumping the curve. And I said to my son, I said, now, would you rather have a penny for the first tooth that you lose, and all babies have 20 teeth, or, and then that penny would double to 2 pennies for the second, 4 for the third, or would you rather have a dollar per tooth? And he goes, oh, the dollar per tooth, because he goes, $20. Mm-hmm. I go, no, Sean, you have to learn how to jump the curve, because your 20th tooth, if you understand this doubling, would be worth $5,242.88. And he goes, no way, Dad. And I go, yes way, Sean. But my point is, there are a lot of technologies today that are doubling every 6 to 12 months. And this compounding really sort of catches up with people a lot faster than they think. I mean, we're familiar with computer processors, the data storage, the amount that we can keep in our iPods, internet bandwidth, nanotechnology, robotics, the number of robots that are being employed in businesses and homes, doubling every 9 months.
And what I'm trying to get small business owners to see, to realize, and to watch for are all of those, what you just described, some of them seem like exotic technologies to a small business, to the average small business owner, but every day some of those are being incrementalized and downsized, and the pricing is getting to the point where small business owners can have those available to them in their world.
That's absolutely right, and let me just give you a perfect example. If any of your small business owners are in the manufacturing field, there's something called rapid prototype manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
This is the physical printing out of physical objects, like printing out a coffee cup or something, sort of layer by layer. It sounds really exotic, and the equipment that does that last year cost over $100,000. But now there are 4 companies who say by next year, in 2009, we're going to develop these printers for less than $5,000.
Wow.
So what used to yesterday, just last year, was sort of the realm of the Fortune 100 companies.
Right.
Once it gets under $5,000, there are going to be...
I want one.
That's right.
I'm not a manufacturer, and I want one of those.
Well,
the thing that I think one of the things that I have told my audience, and I think it fits with what you're talking about, Jack, is I tell them it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's very true with the technology, because I think what happens to a lot of us, we gear up for this new technology and we're so proud of it, and we say, okay, wow, we finally arrived, we're up here with the big guys and we're offering this new fancy dancy technology, and we literally fall in love with it because we're so proud of getting it, but what we don't realize, in 6 months it's going to be obsolete again.
That's absolutely right, and that's a great way to frame it to your loyal listeners. I want to sort of play off that theme. One chapter I have in the book is what I call learning to unlearn. That, you know, to your point, so often we've spent so much time, energy, getting up to speed on a particular business, and then we develop it and we're so proud of it, that it's really hard to say, oh, you know what, there's something new and even better coming after that. And we have to unlearn a lot about our existing business, and this is a difficult skill.
Right, it's very
to learn.
It's very hard,
but it's a really critical one. And let me just give
what,
you
what
one
I
more.
Think you. And I've got to wrap up, but we're going to get you back another time, Jack. And we've got more to talk about on this. But what I tell people we need to do is once you get that new stuff installed, the first thing you should say is, now let's enjoy this. Not that you should say, what's next? What's coming next? Let's start working on that. And
absolutely.
That's what you talk about in your book, Jump the Curve, by Jack Uldrich, Uldrich, if you're Googling him. Jack, come back soon, and let's talk some more about this.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jack Uldrich, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Quick break. Right back with the master, Tim Berry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.